You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Denton Day in D.C., 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 at the Denton Day on Twitter. Kay Moderno just got flagged. I don't believe he should have gotten flagged for what just happened. He was getting blocked by a defender. Devin Leary, the quarterback for Baltimore, ran in that direction and effectively slid right next to where Moderno was standing and where he was locked up with a Ravens offensive player. Moderno hits him as he's going down. I feel like you can't slide that close to a player. Also, his face mask is getting grabbed, which is pulling him down. I don't like that call. If that call is on Moderno, maybe that was on the Baltimore player, but I believe that was on Moderno when it was. I don't like that call. It's preseason for the refs too, I suppose, but I don't think he should have gotten penalized for that. He is playing deep into the game, which I wasn't sure he was going to, but his other UCLA linebacking brother, I believe the name is Ale. It's either Ale or Ali. Kahu. He wears 51. He is making plays today. The linebacking situation has not been great with Moderno and Jordan McGee today, but 51 for Washington has done a fantastic job in the opportunities that he has been given. The score is 27-3. Baltimore is dominating Washington. Commanders have yet to find the end zone in this one. Under 5 minutes to play in quarter number three. We'll keep you posted on this. The big news of the day is that Terry McLaurin is there. He was not at the game earlier this week against Cincinnati, and a big deal was made of that. And I can't for the life of me understand how nobody saw that coming. The team put the player in a really bad spot, given the nature of the situation that they have been locked into, which is to the surprise of nobody. They put Terry in a bad situation by allowing him to take an excused absence. If he was unexcused, it's different. But by allowing a player to take an unexcused absence with the situation that Terry has, with Trey Hendrickson, who is in a similar situation, being present to the game on the field, it was a bad decision by the organization, and it put the player in a bad spot. So I'm really glad to see that Terry is out there now. He was in a hood earlier today. They've shown him a couple of times on camera, but to the surprise of whoever was the decision maker on Monday, he's not an overwhelming distraction on the sideline. I couldn't believe that they came to the conclusion that the best bet was for Terry to not show up to a game. And maybe he asked them and they said yes. Maybe they told him, don't come. Whoever made that decision, though, you got to be smarter than that. So I'm glad Terry's there now. he is the biggest storyline. Him being there is the biggest storyline of the game, outside of the fact that Washington has just looked flat as all hell for the entirety of the game. Any game without Jane Daniels, the team comes up looking incredibly flat. But the biggest news of the week is that Brian Robinson is gone. Adam Peters moves on from Brian Robinson. They trade him to San Francisco yesterday for a sixth-round pick, which means they are moving forward with a collective backfield of Austin Ekeler, Chris Rodriguez, who is playing today, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, who is not playing today, which means his spot on the roster is solidified. We all knew he was going to make the roster, but it is solidified by him not playing today. And then a potential of either Demetric Felton or Kaz Allen. Probably not going to be Kaz Allen, but it is a potential to be Kaz Allen. Likely going to be Jeremy McNichols. So you'll get a four-room group, a four-person group, person room. Jeremy McNichols, Austin Ekeler, Chris Rodriguez, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt. They saw something to say, this is what we are going to go with. And I love that they made the decision to move on from Brian Robinson. I love that Adam Peters was able to get something back for Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson had a good 3 years here. 2024, he was the best offensive player on the team. Ran well, caught the ball out of the backfield well, had a couple of really big plays when it came to catching the ball out of the backfield. During 2004 season, with a bad offense, bad offensive coordinator at the time in Bieniemy, who didn't really know how to run an NFL offense effectively or communicate with his players effectively. In the midst of all of that turmoil, I was really pleased with the way that Brian Robinson played, and I was really, really pleased with the way that Brian Robinson decided after his rookie season, I need to get better at catching the ball out of the backfield. And you saw the difference from rookie year to year number two. The problem is, when Cliff Kingsbury came in, knew how to effectively run an offense, made some changes in the way that they were going to approach the run game, and then you have the added expectations for you, the running back, when you have a guy like Jaden Daniels playing quarterback because he is a weapon, and you transition from going 10 on 11 with the quarterback not a factor in the run game like it was with Sam Howell and with Carson Wentz to 11 on 11 with a quarterback a massive factor. And because that had happened here in Washington in 2012 with Robert and Alfred Morris, and Alfred Morris had a 1,200-yard season that year and was electric, the expectations, fair or unfair, were placed on Brian Robinson. You got to go over 1,000 yards for the first time in your career. I said it in relation to Terry. It's the same exact thing in relation to the run game. 1,000 yards in a 17-game season is about 53 yards per game if you're playing all 17. Now, Brian Robinson didn't play all 17, but it's about 53 yards per game. If you cannot hit that number on a regular basis, it's a problem. And unfortunately for Brian Robinson, while his numbers in terms of average were good, he was averaging 4.3 yards a carry on less than 200 carries. You will gladly take that number as an offense. There was not a lot of pop in what he was doing. There was no home run potential with Brian Robinson. And if you don't have a home run potential while playing alongside Jaden Daniels, it's a problem. What do you then offer? The consistency is nice, but they believe that they could get that level of consistency with Chris Rodriguez. And they really liked what they saw from Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt, clearly. They believe they can get that level of consistency with Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt. Brian Robinson then became a movable asset. Was good here for 3 years. You're not going to sign him long-term after this season. You knew that from the jump. You just don't sign running backs. The Commanders, with Adam Peters and this analytical approach that they are taking in the front office, they lean into analytics more than we have ever seen this organization do. And like real analytics. Not Ron Rivera talking about analytics that he then changes every single week during the course of a season like he did in 2023 and 2024. They have real analytical models. Across the NFL, there has been a resurgence of the running back position. to me, and clearly to the team, that feels like more of a flash in the pan than something that is going to be a long-term change in the NFL. You are not always going to have great running backs that are going to be worthy of getting paid $12 to $14 to $16 million per year. Brian Robinson was never going to get that. But the running back by committee approach analytically seems to be a better approach and seems to be the approach that Washington is taking. I think that's better. I think if you were to start paying a bunch of dudes a bunch of money that are not legitimate game changers, and there's Saquon's a game changer, Bijan Robinson's a game changer, McCaffrey when he's healthy is a game changer, Jahmyr Gibbs in Detroit, game changer. There are a bunch of other really good backs, but those are like your top four. You know, you got the core four quarterbacks in the NFL with Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lamar. It'll be Jaden Daniels soon. But it's four right now. Those are like your core four running backs. Derrick Henry, all right, I'll put Derrick Henry in there too. So you got five. That's your starting five. You got five running backs that are legitimate game changers. Across the NFL long term, I can't imagine that's going to be the case for very many years to come. You'll have those guys, but if you don't have one of those guys, you might as well take the by committee approach. And because Brian Robinson was not one of those guys, and they really like Merritt, they really like Chris Rodriguez, Brian Robinson was, hey, we don't need you anymore. I question why they waited as long as they did to move on from Brian Robinson. We had heard rumblings of him potentially not making the roster as far back as February and March. I believe it was J.P. Finley who had first tweeted during that time frame that it's not a guarantee that Brian Robinson is going to be a member of that 2025 roster. That got wheels turning amongst a lot of us in the fan base. But, of course, a lot of us in the fan base had already felt that way towards the end of the season because you would watch in replays and say, man, like, Brian Robinson's missing holes. Like, he's hitting a certain gap. The hole is a gap over. And what could be an 8 or a 9 yard run is now a 2 or 3 yard run because you're not hitting the hole you're supposed to. Yips, maybe. Maybe it was just confusion with the way that things were being designed. Some of it was potentially on the offensive line as well. It's why they made adjustments to the offensive line. But I think a majority of it was on Brian Robinson, and they clearly agree with that, which is why they decided to move on from him. At that end of the season run was a tough one. Really, it was the game against New Orleans that felt like it was the biggest turn in Brian Robinson being the long-term back here versus not being the long-term back here. You go up against the worst rushing defense in the NFL. Now, you had Michael Dieter playing center and not Biadasz. Biadasz versus Dieter, big gap. Biadasz is awesome. Dieter is serviceable. Maybe that's the best way that I would describe him. Maybe a little bit worse than serviceable. But Biadasz is a badass. You love Tyler Biadasz. You go up against that defense, and Brian Robinson was not really able to do a ton. If you look at the numbers, it's 21 carries, 64 yards. But that big 20-yard run in there, that was his longest of that game, it's kind of more of a reception. He's running in the backfield, and Jaden tosses the ball forward. That counts. That should have counted as more of a reception. So if that counts as a reception, you then have 20 carries for that 20-yard is now a receiving or a reception. You have 20 carries for 45 yards. 21 for 65 is still not good, but 20 for 45 is way worse against the worst rushing defense. And that's kind of when you started to see the yips, if you will, not going to the places where he needed to go in terms of gaps, holes, what have you. And it was a shame because against Tennessee, he was awesome. 16 carries, 103 yards, touchdown. Had a 40-yard run. One of only two 40-yard runs that he had in his career up to that point. He played really well. You get a bye week. You go into New Orleans, and you're expecting Brian Robinson to run all over everybody. He's back. He's going to get to 1,000 yards this year for the first time in his career. It's going to be awesome, and it just wasn't. And that game in the second half was a bit of a disaster. Washington was leaving points on the board like crazy in the second half. The passing game was not the greatest. I mean, Jaden Terry had about three or four should be touchdowns that were not touchdowns because it was just a little off, slight overthrow here, just out of the reach of Terry here. So that game in itself was a different beast. But because Robinson didn't play well when everyone thought he was going to be awesome, that kind of turned the fan base to say, wait a second, is this guy really as good as we think he is? And you take that to the love affair that the fan base has with Bill and Jacory Kroski, Bill, a.k.a. Jacory Kroski Merritt. Brian Robinson was doomed from the jump. As soon as they drafted Bill, they should have moved on from Brian Robinson. Really, I feel like they should have moved on from Brian Robinson beforehand. If you knew going into the start of the new league year that he was not going to be your long-term guy, and that's the thing, I've gotten into some arguments on Twitter, and if you want to push back on me here, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, you can jump in on the phone lines here. This preseason game is basically nothing at this point. It's 27-3, whatever. They knew that they were going to move on from Brian Robinson. Why did it take so long? I don't think you needed to see Jacory Kroski Merritt be awesome to know that Brian Robinson did not meet the style of the offense that you wanted to run here in D.C. If they knew that from the jump, why did they wait so long? You took reps that could have gone to Bill, Chris Rodriguez, McNichols, Eckler, whoever. You took reps with the ones, gave them to Brian Robinson for 3-4 weeks of training camp, and then you trade him at the very end. I wish that if they were committed to moving off of Brian Robinson, which again, J.P. Finley had alluded to the fact that that would not be a stunning revelation in February or March. If they knew that then, why didn't they try and get Brian Robinson to move prior to the NFL draft? It feels like for most players, the NFL draft right around that time is when your value is at its peak. Because you are facing an organization who you are attempting to trade with and saying, do you think you can get a better player in the fourth round, fifth round, whatever? Do you think you can get a better player in that round than the guy that we are currently offering you? Washington got a 2026 sixth for Brian Robinson. I don't know that they couldn't have got a fifth around the draft, because how many guys in the fifth round are you going to get that are better than Brian Robinson? At the very least with Brian Robinson, however you or I feel about him, he did have productive games in the NFL. And with the fifth and sixth round, you just sometimes never know. So I felt like his value would have been at its highest around the draft time. I wish they would have moved on from him then if they knew that the plan was always to move on from Brian Robinson. But it is also a highlight for Adam Peters. They didn't send him to Miami. You know what I mean? If you don't know what I mean, Miami is basically in hell right now. That organization is atrocious. They are going to be awful this year because nobody there seems to like each other. They sent him to San Francisco. Kyle Shanahan, Adam Peters playing a little patty cake with one another, or maybe John Lynch and Adam Peters playing a little patty cake with one another. You send him to a good organization. Like, if you're going to move on from a guy, you might as well do right by him and send him to a good organization. But that also tells you how they feel about Brian Robinson. They did the same thing with Jahan Dotson. You sent him to a team that you kind of anticipate playing deep into the season. With Philadelphia, you knew you were going to play him twice. With San Francisco, they're projected to be good this year. You're projected to be good this year. You make that trade understanding that there's a good chance and almost hoping to see them in the playoffs. So if you're trading Brian Robinson to a team that you are hoping to see in the playoffs in some capacity, you really don't think he's all that good. And that's what I think I love the most about this. If you really don't think he's all that good, get him out. And put somebody in a position who you do think could be that good, put them in a position to showcase why you believe that they could be that good. I'm Denton Day. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. Your thoughts on the Brian Robinson trade? 800-636-1067. Is that a win for the Commanders? Is it a loss for the Commanders? 800-636-1067. Your calls and update on the preseason game when we get back. It's D-Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan on the Team 980.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fourth quarter underway in the preseason game. It felt like that third quarter took forever after I said there was 4 minutes left to go in the quarter. Just end this thing. It's 27-3. Washington has looked relatively abysmal on both sides of the ball, at least in the absence of Sam Hartman. The offense started to move, but then they really didn't move much else. Josh Johnson is 3 of 7 for 17 yards. It's better than Sam Hartman. It's not all that much better than Sam Hartman. I mean, they might not even eclipse 200 yards when all is said and done. Just a really flat performance for Washington. Different energy when you got your starters in there and when number five is on the field versus literally when anyone else is on the field. Our conversation right now centered around Brian Robinson and Washington's decision to move off of Brian Robinson. They traded him on Friday to the San Francisco 49ers in return for a sixth-round pick. How did you feel about that move? Do you like it? Do you hate it? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Dominic is in Tampa. Dominic, what's going on?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, I'm not shocked at all. You know, I think I kind of agree with you. The day, and I said this to, you know, people close to me, and I said that, you know, when they drafted Bill Merritt, I looked at my buddy and I said, goodbye, Brian Robinson. And he looked at me and he goes, you're crazy. And I said, okay, just watch. And that was just my absolute gut feel. I think the only thing I wish the team would have done, you kind of, you know, touched on this, is I wish they would have came out on draft day and found a trade partner then, because I think maybe the value could have been a little bit better than what it is right now. I'm a little shocked that the offer in Miami wasn't as good as a six. Maybe it was, and they just chose to do it right by Brian, like you said. But you know, anybody who's upset or anybody who's shocked about the situation, I guess just clearly has not been paying attention, because they really clearly love this Bill Merrick, and they think he's going to have a big-time season this year and for years to come.
Yeah, Dominic, that's a great call. So when it comes to Jacory Kroski-Merritt, I was excited like most of you when he was drafted because I knew what his situation was at Arizona. And I had talked to people in the lead up to the draft who were at the East-West Shrine game that he played in, and he played really, really well in. And everyone was talking about how impressive he looked. And it's important to point out that he was supposed to be a fourth or a fifth round pick entering the 2024 season. And he became a seventh round pick. Now, this is very different than what Sam Howell was with Ron. When you ask Ron about Sam Howell, he's very quick to point out he was supposed to be at one point, a top five pick that we then got in the fifth round. So you guys should all be praising me. On the surface, the situations are similar. If you take literally just a peek slightly deeper, you realize they're vastly different. Sam Howell was a projected top five pick entering the college football season that then played his way to being a fifth round pick, whereas Jacory Kroski-Merritt was a projected fourth or fifth round pick and then did not play. And because he did not play, people did not have tape on him. And he didn't do anything wrong. It was the NCAA being the NCAA. And what I mean by that is just being a bunch of morons. I'm not a fan of the NCAA. I think that organization is corrupt. And I think they have spent years and years giving the short end of the stick to millions with an M, millions of athletes. And he is an example of this. They let him play one game before they cracked down on him for some eligibility issue that was their fault. It was on the NCAA. They messed something up, screwed up his eligibility, and then they ripped it from him after letting him play a game in Arizona in 2024. It was awful. They did the kid dirty. I'm glad he has landed here. And I, like the organization, love some of the elements that he brings to this particular offense. His one-cut ability and his explosiveness, but also running with a level of violence. It's almost like the perfect combination. Not perfect, but a really good combination of being agile and athletic, but also having great vision and running with violence. Not afraid of contact, but also smart enough to know that if somebody doesn't touch me, that's probably because I'm doing something really well. And he hits the hole hard. We saw that in the Cincinnati game. Now, the offensive line in the Cincinnati game did a really good job on that Chris Rodriguez 40-yard run and the Jacory Kroski-Merritt touchdown run. So a lot of that should be applause, should be given to the offensive line. Hit their blocks, sealed guys, massive holes. Run through them, all you had to do, very easy. The problem is we had seen similar scenarios with Brian Robinson, and Brian Robinson did not take them. So to see Chris Rodriguez on literally the first play after it was very clear that they are moving off of Brian Robinson, literally the first play, he takes it 40 yards. That matches the career high that Brian Robinson had in 3 years here. And then Jacory Kroski-Merritt ends up getting into the end zone on his touchdown. All of that was almost like perfect poetry for Washington. Couldn't write it better myself. You know you're moving on from one guy. How do the other two guys, the replacements, going to look in the absence of it? Well, they looked really darn good. And that adds to this offense. This offense is going to be sensational in 2025. An hour and a half ago, I gave Ben five hot takes. And one of my hot takes for the Commanders in 2025 is that while everybody is stuck on this idea of regression, that they're going to win 13 games, which would be one more than they won last year. The reason that I have said that is because I do not believe that anybody is going to be able to stop the offense. We saw in that matchup against Cincinnati, it was four plays. You're not going to learn a ton about Cincinnati just because Cincinnati is not very good. But I know all I need to know about the offense, and that's that number five is the guy that is in charge. And if Jayden Daniels is the guy that's in charge, and you give him more weapons in 2025, there is no reason for me to believe that that offense is going to regress in any way, shape, or form. Defensively, they might not be able to hang as well as I would like against certain opponents. That game against Detroit might be a big-time shootout. The matchups against Philadelphia might be big-time shootouts for Washington. But the expectation is that they are going to be really, really good on offense, and I expect them to score a lot of points on offense, and I don't expect everyone else to be able to match the number of points. I'm excited about Jalen Lane as well. So the combination of the two rookies of Jacory Kroski-Merritt and Jalen Lane, Lane is one of the receivers in camp who has separated himself. Debo has been the best with Notary and Noah Brown. That is bar none. Outside of that, we were asking ourselves who was going to separate. A lot of us were hoping it was going to be Ja'Cory Brooks. A lot of us were hoping it was going to be Luke McCaffrey. It ended up being Jalen Lane, which I wanted to be Jalen Lane too, but my thought was, all right, he's going to be a special teams guy year number one. Maybe in year number two, transitions more into playing a lot on offense and being an offense and a special teams guy. He's going to be an offense and special teams guy now. So you add a guy that can be really dynamic potentially in the slot with Jalen Lane, the speed, the route combinations. You add a guy in Debo Samuel, who for some reason everyone has thought, oh, he's going to be a bubble screen guy, like a shallow cross kind of a guy. Do not take Debo's route running ability for granted. The way that they used him in San Francisco, particularly when he was playing with Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo, who could not throw very well down the field, they're going to use him completely differently with Jayden Daniels, who can throw very well down the field. Debo's going to be electric, and when Terry signs, which I'm expecting him to sign this week, when Terry signs, this offense is going to be an absolute juggernaut for the second year in a row, so much so that we might have more games, as crazy as it sounds, we might have more games where they do not punt. And honestly, I don't want to see Tressway that much anyway. It's Denton Day in DC on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll update you on the preseason game when we get back. Plus, we'll set you up for Linnell coming up at 3 p.m. Don't go anywhere.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just when I thought Washington was going to find the end zone, Josh Johnson throws a pick in the end zone. I was excited, get some points up on the board, cut into that massive point differential for the preseason, the all-important point differential in the preseason, and nothing. He was looking for Tay Martin. I think Tay Martin's going to make this team. I think he's going to make it as a practice squad guy. Let me rephrase that. I don't think he's going to make the team. I think he's going to make the practice squad. Although I wouldn't hate it if he makes the team. I think it's between him and Ja'Cory Brooks. Brooks seems to have the lean, certainly of the fan base, but probably of the organization as well. But Tay Martin has looked good to me in his opportunities. He's been a perennial practice squad guy over the course of his multi-year career. But I wouldn't mind seeing him on the final 53 if they keep seven wideouts. I'm not expecting seven wideouts. I'm expecting six, with that final one being Ja'Cory Brooks. But I wouldn't mind if it's Tay Martin. I do not think that KJ Osborne is going to be on the team. I do not think that Michael Gallup is going to be on the team. Ja'Cory Jones is not going to be on the team. A lot of the guys that they signed this offseason that you thought, oh, these are recognizable names, I am not anticipating that they are going to be on this roster. Jalen Lane has been good. Luke McCaffrey, I don't think they're going to give up on. And then you get Ja'Cory Brooks. With Debo, with Noah, that's your wide receiver group after Tuesday. That's my expectation. Josh Johnson is going to be quarterback three. I'm hoping that that's more of like a keeping him on the practice squad and then following the new rules where you can keep him on the practice squad and elevate him as like your emergency backup quarterback. Sam Hartman is not going to be that guy. He has not looked good in the preseason. Washington as a whole has not looked good in the preseason. They've been outscored 109-38 in the preseason. That's pretty awful. It'd be good if you're playing golf. They're not playing golf. They're playing football. That number is terrible. We don't care because they're not playing starters. Jaden, all I really care about from the preseason is that in four plays, Jaden Daniels ended up scoring a touchdown. And that's all that we saw of him in preseason action. Outside of that, the offense has looked relatively atrocious because Johnson and Sam Hartman are not Jaden Daniels, which, spoiler alert, there are not many guys in the NFL that are Jaden Daniels. So it's hard to take away too much from the preseason games in the absence of one Jaden Daniels. They just haven't looked good. Energy's been flat. I thought after that New England game, they had fixed it, whatever it was, because they were awful in New England. They didn't feel like they wanted to be there. Penalties out the ass. They fixed it in Cincinnati, but I'm realizing now that it's mostly because Jaden was playing in Cincinnati, everybody elevated, and then when most of us went to sleep in the second half, they started to play terrible again because Jaden Daniels was not playing football on the field. Where Jaden goes, he uplifts literally everybody. Everybody, offense, defense, does not matter. When Jaden is on the field, everybody takes a ride with him. When he's off the field, you get what you get today, which is a 30-3 score right now as we are under 6 minutes to play in the final preseason game. It looks like there's nobody there. Not that I would anticipate. I mean, there are much better things to do in the first week of college football with week zero going on. It's a very nice weekend. I was running this morning. It was wonderful. It's just nice to be outside. There is some really good college football action going on. I'm riding this Iowa State to cover the 3 against Kansas State in week zero. I got one more play that I'll share with you in our final segment for one of the later games. I'm a big week zero fan. As many of you know, I'm a big college football guy. I believe hopefully this week we're jumping on to do a college football preview with Beamish and Finley at some point. I love college football. This Iowa State and Kansas State game has been far more entertaining than this preseason game to me. It's 14-13, pending an extra point. It's been gross in Ireland. It's been rainy, and it's been like perfect football weather. If you like hard-nosed, low-scoring football, this week zero game in college football is everything that you want in a football game. Not so much this preseason game where Washington's defense is getting basically run through for the entirety. Terry McLaurin is there if you missed that news. By the way, Washington had 33 people not play, all of whom are going to make this roster, and it's the usual suspects. You didn't see Bill. That one might be a tad bit surprising, but that also solidifies that he is going to be on this roster. You didn't see Jalen Lane as well. That solidifies that he's going to be on this roster. But Washington was without 33 players today. Terry McLaurin is there, so he's watching the game. He is there. We got video of him, and lo and behold, it was not this overwhelming distraction that took away from all of the guys on the field, like people said he was going to be if he went to the Cincinnati game. You could show up there for your teammates. I think both Terry and the organization realized that what happened on Monday cannot happen again. And what I mean by that is that you just cannot grant a guy an excused absence for a game. You can't ask for an excused absence for a game, albeit without the, like, something that really needs an absence, you know what I mean? A tragedy or some kind, which thankfully Terry did not have. You just can't give, you can't be given out excused absences. You got to be out there. I know the holdout or hold in sucks. He wants his money. They want him out there. I understand that. People have been picking sides in the fan base for weeks. I get that too. You just had to be out there. He wasn't. Caused a stir. Out there now. Progress. I'll take it. I'm expecting him to sign a deal before the season starts. We've been told that he is potentially signing a deal before the season starts. In fact, Ben, do we have some of that audio that I had sent you? Diana Russini was at a beach house, I think, with Barstool. I kind of like some of the Barstool stuff. I'm not like a stoolie by any sense of the word. But if my information is correct, they're doing like a reality show on TikTok, something along those lines. Anyway, they're doing a reality show on TikTok. Diana Russini was there. She was there, and PFT commenter, who is on Pardon My Take, asked Diana Russini about the Terry contract. They were like at a bar somewhere. This is Diana Russini when asked about the Terry contract, alluding to the fact that it seems like it is on the horizon.
I think all signs point to it happening.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Jaden, Dan Quinn all told me it was going to happen.
Okay, I love it. Great report. Exclusive.
Fucking Daniels and Dan Quinn, when interviewed by Diana Russini, and she interviewed Jaden for like 5 minutes, so she had Dan Quinn for longer. Jaden just doesn't do long, exclusive interviews. They say it's going to happen. They're not in the negotiating room, but for those of you that have been adamant that the team is going to trade Terry, you are wrong. They are not going to trade Terry. They have never planned to trade Terry. Do not believe anonymous reports on the internet. I don't care what package Minnesota offered. I don't care what package Pittsburgh offered. They were never going to trade Terry McLaurin. It's going to happen. My hope is that it happens this week. Get him fully back out on the practice field by the end of the week as he is in the ramp-up period right now. And then next week, you are just locked in, ready to go, getting set for New York, and then bust their ass. That is the perfect scenario for me as to how it would play out over the next couple of days for Terry. I want him to sign that contract as soon as possible. And I do think that Washington is, if they haven't yet, they're putting that final offer across the table and saying, it is this. This is the last offer. You are signing this contract, or you are playing on your current deal, and then things are going to get really out of control. But on top of that, once he agrees, if he doesn't like the final contract, once he agrees that he is going to play on this deal, if that is the case, you're talking to media now. They've done a really good job, the PR team, of making sure that Terry does not talk to media. They could have easily thrown him out there if they wanted to. They have not done that. He does not talk to media. He did one walk and talk after the first time we saw him, and it was like 55 seconds long. Eventually, there's going to have to be a press conference. You cannot run for the media for forever. So you got to make that decision. And then once that decision is made, whether you're taking the new contract or playing on the current deal, you then get up in front of the media and you're going to get asked a lot of questions. And we'll see how that goes. The one thing I do know is that the PR team for the Commanders is going to help him out a lot more than his PR team did at Eastern Motors. They let that thing go on for like 30 minutes. That should have been a 10-minute presser. In and out. See ya. Bye. It was 30 minutes. Didn't go well. I'm Denton Day, at The Denton Day on Twitter. We wrap up our program next. It's D-Day in D.C. on 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980. We are finally out of our misery. That game is over. 30-3, the final score. Washington gets trounced by Baltimore. The coaches will go back to the locker room. Dan Quinn will have some media availability. They will travel as a team back to Ashburn. And then my guess is that Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, and maybe a few other members of the coaching staffs are going to immediately enter meetings to decide who is making the final 53, who is not making the final 53. The deadline for cutdown day is Tuesday. They can start literally right now if they wanted to. They will hold off a little bit, I'm sure. They'll wait until later this afternoon and tonight to start making these calls. Like, they're not just going to go full savage and say, hey, Sam, this was not it, bro. Just stay here. Walk home. They're not going to do that. But they will start that process of who is making the final 53 and who is not making the final 53, and they will do that tonight. So there's going to be some players that are accomplishing lifelong goals by making a final 53 in the NFL, and there's also going to be some players whose dreams are not over, but they're going to be redirected, and they're going to have to take a little bit of a detour based off of some of the decisions that are going to be made by the coaching staff. My thought is this. You're going to get four tight ends. I believe they're going to keep a spot open for Ben Sinnott. You're going to get six wide receivers. You're going to get four running backs. That final wide receiver is going to be Jaquaid Brooks, as far as I'm concerned. If I was the decision maker, I would say it's Jaquaid Brooks. He's played well, didn't massively separate himself from some of the other guys like a Tay Martin, like a K.J. Osborne, Michael Gallup, etc. But with a willingness to play some special teams when needed, which K.J. Osborne I don't think is going to do at this point in his career. Michael Gallup is certainly not going to do at this point in his career. I believe that gives him the leg up. They're looking for guys to play special teams. One of the reasons is because last year, outside of the kicking scenario, which has not gotten any better, special teams was a pretty good unit for Washington. They made one mistake against Dallas because Kevontae Turpin hit a spin move. Outside of that, they were really good at special teams. So if you can contribute in that way to a good unit, that really bolsters your case as to why you should be on this final 53. The kicking situation still sucks. Matt Gay should not be your week one starter. If he is going to be your week one starter, you got to grill the coaching staff a little bit. What are you seeing in him? Because unfortunately, I'm seeing missed field goals. He was one of two today. He had a 53-yarder that he missed, and he hit a 47-yarder. For all of the good things that Adam Peters has done, and there have been a lot of good things in a very short time, for all of the good things that he has done, the kicking situation has been abysmal over the last year and change. A constant revolving door of guys that you never fully trust, but like kind of trust. It puts you in a really tough situation. And you were such a good team last year in one score games. It would really suck to be bad in one score games this year because you can't trust your kicking situation, whether that be on extra points, field goals, what have you. I do not care. I want makes. I want nothing more than makes. I am selfish. I want it all. I want a kicker that is actually good. It like the worst feeling is when you look around the NFL and you have teams just like constantly cycle in good kickers. Baltimore's kicker went 3 of 3. This is the replacement for Justin Tucker, who's one of the greatest ever. Just don't Google his personal life. He's one of the greatest ever. They go and get Tyler Loop. He hit a 61-yarder today. Baltimore can just find another kicker. Here, it's a constant revolving door. It's like borderline excruciating. So they need to fix that. They got to fix the kicking situation. You can't trot Jayden Daniels in a year number two. We are potentially going to harder schedule. So in theory, you would think some one-score games are going to be on the horizon with a kicker that you can't trust. I'm just excited to see number five on the field for real now. The four plays in Cincinnati were fun. The rest of the quarterback play this offseason was tough to watch. But the four plays were fun. I watched his full 54-minute highlight that the NFL put out after last year. I watched that all last night. And guess what? I'm going to watch it probably two or three more times before the regular season starts. I have incredibly high expectations, and now we're done with the fluff. You're done with the fluff. Trim the fat. Cut the roster down to 53. Sign Terry to the extension, so that is not a constant question that has to be asked after every single game about, oh, how does this game feel, make you feel in terms of your contract situation? Oh, how does this game make you feel? Cut all that out. Sign that final extension, that final offer. Put it on the table. Say, buddy, listen, sign this thing, or you're going to get your guy grilled for the next few weeks and months. Sign the extension, and let's go in to the next couple of weeks prepping for New York to bust their ass. That defensive front is a good one in New York. The rest of their team, you should be able to handle pretty easily. I'm just excited that we now get to transition into real meaningful football practices and meaningful football games. I'm Denton Day. Thanks for hanging out with me for 3 hours here on a Saturday. You can tweet me at the Denton Day. Follow me there for all of my wonderful Commanders content. Big thanks to my guy Ben Strober doing a great job producing the show. We're staying local next. Lynnell Willingham takes over at 3 on 106.7 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.